food tourism. You know, you go on vacation for the sights and the activities, and then you figure out, where are we going to eat? What if you start going, we're going to eat? And then figure out what you're going to do after you're done eating. But maybe the food is the focus of these new culinary festivals. And we have one to talk about this morning. We have with us Fabio Trabocchi, who's a chef and also the global brand leader for JW Marriott, Mitzi Gaskins. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Mitzi, let's start with you. Mitzi, where is this food tourism? What does that actually mean?
Well, you know, we know today that our guests are really looking for, you know, highly experiential travel. They're looking for ways to enrich their lives through travel. And they're also, you know, they want to really be immersed in the destination. And what better way to do that than through food? So we're really excited that we're going to be offering the second annual food festival called Gather by JW. It's in partnership with Food & Wine magazine. It will take place September 26th through the 29th. And we're going to have a great lineup, over 30 epicurean experiences. They're going to be led by beverage experts such as Ray Isle, as well as, you know, world-renowned chefs such as Fabio.
So, Fabio, what kind of things will you be preparing, or what kind of pressure does this put on you to make sure the experience is what the people expect?
It's a good pressure. We are in the most beautiful city in the world, Venice, and we are on the exclusive island of Isola delle Rose, which is about 15 minutes boat ride from St. Mark's Square. There is an outstanding lineup of chefs that includes Angela Arnett, Gerard De Laurentiis, and Jonathan Waxman, and myself. We're going to represent the cuisine of Venice and its originality and its traditions, but with a modern twist. We're going to use the product from the Rialto market, such as vegetables and fresh herbs, but we're also going to use the bounty of the seafood from the Adriatic Sea. And nonetheless, the exclusivity of the island also provides its own garden, where we grow in our own artichokes, our own fruits, our own vegetables, and our own herbs. So really, from the island itself, we're going to recreate those dishes of the Venetian cuisine with all the chefs working together for this great gastronomic weekend.
How do you not step on each other's toes or keep your ideas secret so that we have a variety from all of that?
Well, we're all working together very well, and this is going to be the second year, and actually it's going to be my second year as well. And it's great to have all the chefs back into this great island and really welcome all of our guests for this great gastronomic experience. And there's going to be a lot of chefs in the kitchen, that's for sure, but that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Cooks in the kitchen, one other thing. Chefs in the kitchen, that's a really good thing. Mitzi, talk a little bit about the accommodations that people will also be able to enjoy if they come out to this.
That's great. You know, Venice has so much amazing history, but this island also is just really spectacular. It is its own private island. Called Isla della Rosa. It's a short boat trip from San Marco Square. It's got beautiful pools, just amazing views. It has the Venice in the backdrop, a beautiful spa, just beautiful grounds overall. And what that does is really lends itself to our focus on JW, which is really about being mindful and about being present when you're traveling and when you're with your loved ones and your family and even experiencing a great meal. So we're super excited about this offering and being able to give this to our guests in addition to all the culinary action that's going to take place.
How long does it go for? And it, like through a day, what would be a typical day or how would you participate in it?
Definitely. Like, so for example, you know, we have some always on activations such as a wonderful Illy coffee setup. We have some mindfulness activities such as meditations and some really cool experiences around that. And then you could participate in several different, you know, culinary demonstrations. It could be a smaller class in the cooking school, or it could be a larger demonstration that's led by one of the amazing chefs that we have participating. And always followed up with, you know, a cocktail of the evening.
Chef, is there a certain ingredient or a style that you always go to, or that's one of your favorites, signature?
Well, in Venice, we have to showcase Venice product. One of my favorite this time of the year is certainly the white asparagus from Bassano. We're certainly going to showcase this product with all the other chefs. And also, the island itself has 110 trees of olives where produce the olive oil for the island. So you will see the utilization of this olive oil throughout the weekend and in different dishes. And its flavor are quite unique because some of the salty level of the soil that does a unique flavor to the olives itself, then ultimately lands on the flavor of the olive oil.
Wow. Mitzi, if we want to find out more about this, get ourselves our appetite ready, where can we go get details?
Well, you can find out more information as well as book tickets on gatherbyjw.com. And if you're a Marriott Bonvoy member, you can use your points to book exclusive packages that include master class chef demonstrations and experiences as well.
We appreciate you both joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing the details.
Thank you.
Thank you.